The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today on the 7th of May. Yes, the 7th of May, which is our grandson's birthday today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Michael. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service in the wonderfully extensive walk-in humidor has been expanded.
With special cigars.
With special stuff. And here's Bad Bob, who survived the weekend.
Well, the annual tradition of climbing up on the roof. And the first thing that I'm thinking as I'm making it off the top of the ladder, I'm getting too old for this stuff. And the simple task of turning on the cooler and getting the cover off turned into a rather complicated thing because the... A part in the cooler had broken.
Uh-oh.
So I was off to the... And getting the old part out, of course, it's all corroded and stuff. And so a 10-minute project turned into 3.5 hours.
On the
so
roof.
Is this one of those things that when you turn it off for the year, maybe you should check all that stuff?
Or well,
did it happen during the winter?
It was the float switch, if you know anything about swamp coolers. And the float switch was not turning off correctly, so it kept overflowing. So had to get the water and change the switch and... It was fun. Put in a better one, and now the fortunately this is we change pads every other year, so fortunately this isn't the year, so didn't have to do that particular fun project. But our swamp cooler, which
when it starts and it just keeps going on. And on. I just went up there 10 minutes. Oh, 3 hours later. Okay,
this was.
And
a
thank
great
God time. It wasn't super hot. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, you sure?
I can hear
I'm
you.
I'm feeling like my microphone is... I can hear you guys really well, but my microphone, there we go.
I've got you turned up higher than everybody else, which is probably your proper place.
Yeah. I am the queen.
It could be. It could hurt people later on today.
But you know, the going along with what Bob said is that, you know, thank God, because, you know, we're going to be getting in the 90-degree weather here. And, Bob, it was probably... Although unpleasant, better that you did it then, because as we look at our forecast today, our lows, I mean, right now in the downtown studios of KCNR, which, you know, we're in the heart of downtown, 55, and our temperatures today will be 89. Our highs are 89 and our lows are 61. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 85 and lows, overnight lows. Now we've got a 20% chance of showers, according to our forecast, tomorrow night, with our lows of around 57. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 and overnight lows, mostly clear with a low of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 88 and Thursday night, 57. Now, here we come with 87 on Friday and Saturday, 93. Sunday, 95. Oh, gosh. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Have you ever seen such a May that is, you know, cold and windy and sweater and then up to 90, to the high 90s?
Frequently. It happens all the time in this part of the country.
Oh.
We often would see...
In May?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was not uncommon for at least one day of rain during rodeo week. It just happens.
Well,
I know you were channeling Ruth Buzzy this morning.
So, I was. Yeah. 95. I think that was that Ruth Buzzy. No, that was
Joanne Worley.
Joanne Worley. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was funny on and off screen. Talk about a hoot. That was she was a you know they have women who are like, she was a broad.
Sure.
And some women are happy to do. I was a broad. She's a broad. She was a broad. Okay. Speaking of the temperatures and all of the good stuff, you know, I know that you taught over the weekend, so you were out on the range all day Sunday.
All day Sunday.
And passed some people with the requals.
Certified a bunch of people for the first time, and about 12 people had recertifications. And so they'd already had their concealed carry, but this was their, they had to re-up it. We do that from 8 till... gosh, I guess we have them driving out of there at 1 o'clock. because it's with the class we have on Saturday, which consists of introductory pistol and the a classroom and the law. I teach the law side there, which it's one thing to know how to use the pistol, but it's the other part is when can you use it? When is it appropriate? When is deadly force appropriate? That kind of thing.
So you still have the porta potty with birdshot raining down on the roof? I always thought that was a rather interesting.
We've moved that, and the porta potties out there, which they clean all the time,
As
it gets hotter and hotter, it just becomes another reason it's great to be a guy.
Oh my god!
Well, it does. It's just, they clean them every week, and there's not a lot of people during the week. Sometimes there's hardly anybody there, but they still do it every week. And from where they shoot, but we've moved everybody back, but I guess somebody was shooting high base shotgun shells, which is more power, and you're not supposed to, but we're shooting them. And we were getting some shot the other week that was coming down on the cars, and we were parked way back there. So somebody was using some pretty heavy stuff.
I just remember being told, make sure you wear your hat and glasses as you're walking over to the potties. And sure enough,
I am going to start a new business.
A skeet shot on
and
the
you
head.
Know what my new if business you... is going to be called?
What?
It's going to be called Pink Porta Potty. The pink. And it's going to be pink, and women only can use it. And I can guarantee you that if you've got a pink porta potty at the rodeo, women will wait in line because women understand that you are to do things in a clean manner.
My wife would disagree with that. She has gone into some facilities at places and come out with that look on her face.
That's women only?
Yeah. Speaking of facilities, let's move to the Kentucky Derby. Because I have a facility story there, too. Kentucky Derby was run this weekend. Justified, which was the favorite.
Which you love that series anyway.
I love the series anyway.
In the mud!
It was the heaviest rain they've had in a Kentucky Derby in memory. And Justified came in by like two lengths, won $1.24 million. Now, the funny thing about this is, not the funny thing, but the guy that trains him is, it's his fifth Kentucky Derby winner.
Wow.
But the other thing, and you talk about collateral stories. A lady in Texas bet $18, and there's five races that day, and she picked the winners in all five races, four races in a row, and then she picked Justified. She won $1.2 million on an $18 bet.
Well, it happens. I mean, why do you think people bet? Because there is the chance for that to happen, which... it was her lucky day.
And you had a big weekend.
I had a big weekend. Now, I've got to tell you, speaking of high.
You went to a luncheon, and then you went to, and you sang.
Well, I have to laugh about how hot it was. I didn't realize how hot it was, and we were, it was wonderful to be with my group, and we were outside facing the sun under, like, a tent. And I haven't been that hot, it just hit me. So, thank God. You'll love this visual because, whenever you've done television or you've had professional makeup on, they'll have these little boxes with this tissue paper that's called blotting paper. Well, that blotting paper is the same, exact same thing as toilet seat covers. So I went in the bathroom. I was so hot. My head was literally wet. My hair was dripping. I was singing. I was thinking, am I under... am I underwater? But that literally was dripping. So I would go around the corner and I pulled out the toilet seat covers and I just could blot my face and my neck and just try to get cool. And it was just really funny. And I said, am I getting old? Is this just like what?
It was
muggy and hot at that particular time at 5, 6. But it was really good. And then I went to the Northern earlier that day, just a beautiful event that's called the Northern California Social Service Luncheon. It's called the May Day Luncheon at the Country Club. And women go all out on their centerpieces. I mean, they're 4 feet tall. One was all lemons. One was a beehive. I mean, they were just breathtakingly beautiful. A lot of money is raised, and women. It's so nice to go to a lunch where women dress in their dresses and hats. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a Kentucky Derby. And speaking of hats, when you talk about raining, because I know it's really a big thing about hats what do they do when it rains like that? I mean, you've got your beautiful hat, you know.
I imagine they go into rain slickers. I didn't watch the race. And the I imagine when if it's pouring down, I don't know if it had stopped raining by then or if it was pouring down. I don't think it was raining while they were while the run was. It's probably like anything. People move into the in as much as inside as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I have attended the Kentucky Derby, as I've told people before, and saw Secretariat run, but we were all in the infield. And I'm still not sure I saw Secretariat run because the infield was pretty crowded. But.
Well, you said a bunch of Marines just jumped in the car. And
yeah, it was
and,
one of those spontaneous yeah, things that we said, let's go to the Kentucky Derby. And somebody had lived there, so they knew where it was at, and so we got there. Anyway, at the end of the weekend, falling into your sleep number bed.
My goodness, and my sleep number setting, I move it around, as you all know, and so my sleep number setting for over the weekend, I put it 60, because I'm always varying it, and that's what's beautiful about my own sleep number setting. I put it at 60 over the weekend.
Well, my sleep number setting is 60 also, so I didn't know you had yours there. So maybe, you know, but that's okay because you can control that. Yes, that's right. And I tell you something else, too. Sleep Number has got the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that when you move, it moves with you. It adjusts to how you move. And so, you know, the fact that Linda and I agree on, one of the few things we agree on is the Sleep Number firmness. Obviously, but most of the time you're a different number than I am. It contours to your neck, shoulders, backs, and hips, relieving pressure for more proper spinal alignment. Now, the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details. And you do that by heading down to the Target Shopping Center and you're going in to the store and saying Carl and Linda sent you and go over and flop down on one of the beds and let them show you why, how much a good night's sleep is worth. These beds are absolutely great. We'll be right back after these messages today. Reading Rodeo and Enjoy. They're going to be joining us.
Back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 55 degrees going up to, it says 89, but I bet it's going to hit 90 in some of the places I'm at today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. It's excited to welcome friends and neighbors to our new branch in downtown Reading. Meet their team of professionals committed to providing you the highest level of personal service. And you know you're going to enjoy the expanded services offered to you at downtown Reading. Drive-through teller and ATM. That's Cornerstone Bank downtown.
That's right. Now, I'm looking at the Record Searchlight front page. As of yesterday, Democrats ready to replace the MAFA. Mueller probe Trump's probes Trump's friend. New eruption points open on volcano. It says Democrats ready to replace the MAFA. I mean, that's above the fold. That's the first headline. Civil unrest sparks hope for movement. You know, when I see that, I think to myself, really? You really think that's true? How about this? Republicans ready to replace Pelosi. You know what? The chances of us replacing Pelosi is the same chance they have replacing the MAFA. But they did talk about how they had a meeting at the union building, which is where they got 70 people together, half of which were the challengers to the MAFA. Talking about why they think that the civic unrest at both the regional and national levels displayed the power of grassroots movements. Really? Anyway, but what I'm getting at is this. Then you look at the rest of the articles in the Record Searchlight, and you come down and you're seeing carbon dioxide at the highest level in atmosphere in 800,000 years. 69 people shot in Chicago since Monday. NRA meeting spurs protest. Let me see here. Is Trump a bad cop or a good cop? This country needs a Los Angeles president. And, you know, just that kind of stuff, you know. And so I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, really? Is it gone that far to the in the Record Searchlight, even though you're owned by USA Today, that you're going to that? You know, what about and then the people that are shot in Chicago? Let's just talk about that. Chicago, warm weather's back. This is the first warm weather they've had in since last, I think in a week. They had over 70 shot in a week, 5 killed in a week. 70 shot, 5 killed. And so this is one of the cities that's got the strictest gun control laws in the nation right there. It doesn't seem to be working in Chicago. So now they're trying to pass all these new laws. So what's that lead to? It leads to, and it started, sanctuary counties in the state of Illinois for people in the Second Amendment. And they've used the same wording as Chicago did to become a sanctuary city for illegals, as to become a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. Now, is that interesting? And not only that, they've got about another 20 counties that are interested, and they said they've got other counties in Oregon and Washington that are interested in what they're doing and what they're saying. Wouldn't that be something if we become a sanctuary county in the state of California for the Second Amendment?
That would imply the that we don't, supervisors growing metaphorical parts.
But can you imagine that? You know, and so just saying this, that, you know what? Okay, we understand why you people in L.A. don't want to do this. But, you know, up here in the rural areas, we want to be able to have a self-loading. And we want to have a sporting rifle with a detachable magazine. You know what? And we don't care how many rounds are in it because, frankly, our guys don't go out and shoot people like your guys do. And the other, and you, then you go back into the reasoning that long, you know, long rifles or long guns have not been used, and you know, they've been used in very, very, very small percentages of any type of lawlessness. And you get into that, and you get into the almost 10,000 people up here in Shasta County that have a concealed carry, and yet none of them have gotten arrested for any gun-related crime or anything like that. None. Not one. Not, it's zero. For any person that has a concealed carry in Shasta County to be arrested for a gun-related crime, there have been a couple of DUIs and those kind of things. But and when that happens, boom, you lose your license. Okay.
Let's talk about the volcano.
Let's talk about the volcano.
Number
I've
homes
been there. I've
destroyed been there. In Hawaii is Kilauea. How do you say it? Kilauea? Kilauea?
No.
Kila?
You got me going now. Kali? Okay.
You live there. Volcano jumped to 26 Sunday as scientists report lava spewing more than 200 feet in the air. Some of more than 1,700 people evacuated.
Kilauea.
Kilauea. There
yeah,
we go.
I had to see
okay.
it.
All right. And I've been there before. How can I walk away from this, the once-in-a-lifetime experience? Anyway, so this one woman took her stuff to storage.
Right.
And left her dog and her cat.
Oh, no.
Thinking she could come back, but she was blocked to come back. She could not get
the
at
lava,
that.
The lava blocked her
off? No, this is dangerous. So there's some people saying they won't leave their house. But anyway, so hundreds of small earthquakes rumbled through the area after Friday's magnitude of 6.9.
Yeah, 6.9 earthquake hit. You saw stores shaking. You know, the thing about this, too, it's not just the lava. And because every time they have the earthquake, it opens up new vents where the lava can come out. It's the toxic gases. It's the sulfur. And if you've ever been around Kilauea, from a distance, you can smell the sulfur that's being emitted from this volcano, and the gases are now just pouring out all over the area. And if you've got people with any type of lung condition, boom.
Well, that's what this woman
down.
Was worried about, the fact she left her animals plenty of water while she went to storage, but she's worried about the toxic gas.
Yeah, they have what they call VOG when the lava hits the ocean.
Yeah,
and it. Looks like fog, but it's filled with, it'll drop you in your tracks.
Yeah. I've known people that have gone there and breathed in the gas coming out of that, and it's literally led to lung problems, because whatever they had, it triggered it, or it, you know, maybe that was the last, maybe it was the last step for it, but it's triggered them into asthma and other things.
Oh my goodness.
So if you've got, so you figure like this, and this volcano is the one too. If you take any of the volcano rock from Kilauea, if you take any of the lava and you take it off the island,
without Hali's permission.
You will have bad luck. And they have people sending back lava rock all the time saying they've had nothing but bad luck. Mm. As opposed to here, where it's when Mount Lassen went, it's not only can you take the rock, we ask you to take the rock. In fact, we'd like to pay you to take the rock and move it to other places.
Well, we have a lot of lava rock in our backyard, and I love the big boulders. They're fabulous. And, you know, there were some statistics when we went to visit Mount Lassen, the park, and they showed the film there in the visitor center that was just fascinating, things that I never knew before. And so it was like an atomic bomb going off. And that,
the 1918 explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, hundreds of miles, the rock.
Hundreds of miles some of those rocks went. Yeah. Anyway, if you've ever been over to the Big Island, it's always been there. But they're saying that this isn't over yet. There's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more earthquakes. And if it's a lot more earthquakes, there'll be more lava coming out. It's destroyed 30 structures right now, homes and structures, and it's moved 1,700 people out of the area. And there's not a lot of people around there. So when you think about that,
Kilauea.
It's really interesting.
It's Kilauea, right?
Kilauea.
Kilauea is one of five volcanoes on the island, an attraction for the 8.9 million visitors the state sees annually. One of the world's most active volcanoes, it has been erupting since 1983.
Yeah.
The airport officials monitor the runway in Hilo for earthquake damage, and jetliners coming from the mainland carried extra fuel. There's going
to
be just, you know, the statistics will be changing, like, I'm sure.
Every day.
Every minute.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for, it's been a quarter of a century. We had lunch with
Martin and Pam.
So good.
And you know what? Such really, neat really, people. Really nice people. It turns out that Martin and I, you know, we go to the VA, and we each have the same doctor, Dr. Templado. And we discuss what Templado says to him and then what he says to me. And you know what? He's pretty much right on, both of us, you know, telling us what to do. But this is a company, and it's a better-known company, that just gives superb service. Been voted best in the North State. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. These are the ones that we have. You know, this company is the only one we would have work on our stuff. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. People tell me, Carl, you shouldn't say, oh, this is the only company we would have work on our HVAC systems. Okay, but they're the only company we've got to, you know, have work on our HVAC systems is Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460.
Good Monday morning.
You know, I hope everybody's having a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst has been in this business for a long time. He's a veteran of the airborne parts of the Army. And what he's done is he's gone through a number of different schools, and he is old school. He wants your windshield to be safe. He wants your family to be safe. You've got a little bitty chip in there.
Take it down to Jeff. Let him fix it. Let him fix that so it doesn't become a crack. But if it is a crack, he can fix a crack up to 2.5 feet in length. That's right. Jeff Wirth, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call, 241-8373. He does not come out and fix your windshield there because he believes in a system he has does not allow him to do that. He brings it into, or he can control the atmosphere, and he fixes it. He guarantees it. He fixed a 12-inch crack on my windshield 10 years ago, and you still can't see it, and it's never gotten any bigger.
We actually had him on Boomer Tech talking about the technology, and yeah. Boy, there's some molecular science going on there, and the proof is in the longevity of the repair.
That's right, and it's the materials he uses and how he does it that makes it work. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay.
I want to talk about McCain a little bit.
It doesn't look like he's got much time left.
Well, he's planning his funeral, and
he's had friends coming in.
Yeah. That's right, and he's put down that his request is to not have Trump there. He does not want Donald Trump to be at his funeral. Rather, he would have Vice President Pence be there. Of course, he's been battling an aggressive form of brain cancer. He's undergone surgery. You know, here's that point that I wonder, you know, I mean, he's a fighter to the end, but when you know that you have an aggressive form of cancer at a certain age, you know, still going for the treatment, still the horrible part of what it feels like to have treatment, and then, you know, you're just planning your funeral.
But at least he has an opportunity to do that, to say goodbye to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure at some point he'll just, you know, check off the network, shut down comms. But at least he has that opportunity. I had that opportunity with my mother to be able to see her. My father, I didn't. My father was abrupt and
got out. You mean his passing was abrupt?
No, it was a heart attack. Gets up, drops. That was it. So the other things that you but at least you have an opportunity to see and be able to talk.
Well,
and he's got this opportunity to say goodbye.
Yeah, but he also has, what have you got to lose? He says that he really regrets choosing former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate in 2008. His advisors reportedly had warned against choosing Lieberman, who was once a Democrat, stating that Lieberman's support of abortion rights could divide Republicans. He said it was sound advice that I could reason for myself, but my gut told me to ignore it, and I wish I had.
Well, you know what? The other thing, too, is, though, he was running against Obama. And Obama was sweeping the nation. He was saying things. It would have been difficult for anybody to win against Obama. But when you add Palin to it, that just opened it up for the Democrats. Even though the things that she said were, you know, patently false. And and here's where the media, when they turn on somebody, they turned on her and they wanted to destroy her, which they did through Saturday Night Live and all these other things. Which they're doing to Trump right now. They don't like him. They were wrong. They don't like people that get back in their face and tell them that they're woeful and they're pitiful, as most of the press is when you see them saying these things and doing these things and finding out it is fake. It is things that they've said that aren't true, and they've got to go back on national TV or in the papers, say, you know what, we were wrong, that it wasn't true. But they're throwing stuff out there. That they throw stuff out there, hoping it sticks, and hoping that people just read the headlines, which is what people do. If you read this headline, Democrats ready to replace LaMalfa in the Sunday Record Searchlight.
It's a done deal.
Oh, it's a done deal. When indeed, it could say, Carl and Bob want to replace Pelosi on the front. You know what? It's got the same chance, and the fact is it's just wishful thinking on the USA light paper, Record Searchlight. Did I say that? US Light?
Yeah.
USA Light, Record Searchlight. It even rhymes. Even rhymes. Oh, because it's US Light and Searchlight.
How far do you have to dig to find an actual local story in this particular, in the rag?
Competitors choose difficulty from three trails. The Lemurian annual race has 220 riders.
That's the best they could come up with for a local story.
You know what? But at least it's a local story, and it, you know, those things. You know what? I understand what's happening to the Record Searchlight. They're selling papers. They need to sell papers. But when you look at the comments afterwards, you think, are you selling papers or are you just driving more people away? to the point that is Reading going to have a paper in 5 years or 3 years? I don't know where they can't grasp this thing, where the preponderance of people living up here are conservative. 70% of the people living up in this region, in this town, in this area, are conservative that read the Record Searchlight. You would think that 70% of their, then 65 to 70% of their articles would be conservative, with the other 35% liberal. I have no problem with that. But when it's the opposite way around, I don't understand it. They're not going to the audience. If this was a progressive area here where everybody, where you had 8,000 people marching for the
LGBT.
Right, LGBT, right, march. Our show might be different. We may have different
hosts.
Well,
we might
be different weekend shows. Well, for sure, there'd probably be different weekend shows, because if you had a place like San Francisco, the shows we have up here would not play. In other words, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin.
They still play in San Francisco.
Well,
they have a market.
They have a market in a large market, mm-hmm. like that. But what mm-hmm. I'm saying is, they also, though, most of those stations, the progressive stations, liberal stations, have gone under the talk shows. But if you had that type of audience, you would have more leaning in that direction, at least a couple of them going mm-hmm. in that direction. So I don't understand where they're going with this, that pushing that agenda. In this area, it just doesn't seem to make sense. Silas said he'd be on the show, so I'll give Silas a call. Game on. But other things that are going on here.
Well, what do you think about the new CIA? Gina Haspel, nominee to head CIA, sought to withdraw over questions about her role in terror interrogations.
It turns out that she was one of the ones that helped gain information from
waterboarding.
Well, waterboarding or other intensive interrogations that. Were conducted in other countries.
And?
Well, she had a job to do. And this was adjudicated to be a legal way of mm-hmm. getting information. John McCain didn't like it, but it worked in many cases. So now she's coming up, the first woman ever to be nominated to head the CIA. And, of course, now that's coming back, and they would do anything. They don't care if it's a woman or a man. They will try to hang anything they can on anything that Trump does. So I don't care if Trump came up with the absolute perfect choice for a role in national defense. It would make no difference. They would attack. The only time the media would attack. And then the Democrats in the Senate and, you know, all that would attack. The only time they have it, and I can't say they do it all the time, is when he picked his Secretary of Defense, the general. And they all kind of backed off. There was some kind of awe with SecDef, with that Marine four-star. They all kind of like backed off on this because, you know, the one that said, I want to be your best friend, but if I can't, I'll be your worst enemy. You know, things like this. And
that's a Marine thing to say. Did you know this individual by any chance?
Oh, yeah. I knew of him, but I never served with him. But we mm-hmm. had that young lady that was in here from Chico that was doing things with veterans. She had served him. She'd been on his staff as a sergeant. He had promoted her to sergeant. And she said he was a Marine god. That's what they call him, the Marine god. You know, that he took care of his people. He was there. It was like he lived there. He was like the quintessential warrior, the warrior monk type guy that was there for his people all the time. But he was probably the only one I saw them not go after. Because, frankly, there was nothing to go after at.
So, of course, you're speaking of Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Mattis.
That's right. General Mattis was one of the few that nobody said a bad thing about. They couldn't say, but there was nothing there. What are they going to do? They're going to pull up something? They said, do you ever lose sleep? They asked him this on the Hill.
Really?
Do you lose sleep at night because of the all the things that are going on in the world? And he said, nope, they lose sleep about me. Whoa! You know what? Did you know that there's a bear? That, you know, it looks like a bear rug laying in his office.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
No.
It's a live bear. It's just afraid to move.
I love that. I want to know that, man. Light, can I have lunch with him,
did
please?
You know the dark turns on a nightlight because it's afraid of madness? It's true. It's true.
Wouldn't that be great to get a call from General Mattis? But of course that can't happen. But it would be nice.
You never can tell what happens in the world. But you know, but he hasn't changed a bit. I mean, he doesn't change. He just says you know, he does what's right for them. He does what's right for that individual. And parents, if you have a son in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, be glad that you've got a guy like General Mattis up there, because he cares about every one of your kids. He cares about the guy on the ground. He wants to make sure the guy on the ground and the girl on the ground have the equipment and the training it's going to take to make it the mission happen. Okay, we're going to take a break before I get maudlin here.
Maudlin.
Four
this
Winds
portion
Jewelry.
Of the show. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry was there the other day, had my rings fixed and a battery replaced, and it's nice to go in there. They're just a great customer service, and experts in all things jewelry and stones are located on Hilltop Drive. Check them out. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225. We'll be right back here on this Monday morning on KCNR 1460.
Best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of May. It's like probably 57 degrees, going up to 90 today. Going to be a low of 61 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and they have payment plans. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, check out their website, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. The most complete CCW training you're going to find. It's the largest privately owned company in California for firearms training. It started right here in Redding 10 years ago. Okay, you know, things that make you kind of, things that get you going. The political correctness. We go back to that girl that had the Chinese dress on. She wore a Chinese dress. She bought it in an antique shop to her prom, took photos, put it on the web. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are. This is where we have this feeling of such intolerance in our country right now that she was attacked by thousands on Twitter. How dare you? You culturally appropriated these people's dress. And when you get that, when you see that, you've got to say to yourself, are you really, really, because she wore a dress that, you know, that is a Chinese dress, that you have to be this angry at this thing, at these things, and be this angry? And then it goes on, it's even funnier, because, which even gets weirder, is that the Chinese love it. The Chinese don't feel like it's been appropriated. They think it's great, and they think the United States and these people are crazy. And you know what? We are. When you get this much anger over a girl wearing a dress,
When you were
in Hong Kong, did you wear dresses?
Yes,
like that?
I do, and I still have some. They hang in my closet, and I have worn them to a party. No,
yeah.
I will say, wait, that the many of the Chinese came back and said, we're not at all.
That's what I said. They think that Americans are crazy to be upset about this.
Yes.
They thought it was great that an attractive young lady was wearing a dress that comes from China, and that looks like the traditional dress.
There's a name for it. I can't remember. Yeah. There's a name for this.
See, we're reaching that point where it's just dumb. And then this woman, this professor from Fresno State, who said she was glad that Barbara Bush was dead. She was a witch, and she wishes that her husband and her son would go with her. And she comes out, and then she says, oh, you can't do anything to me. I'm tenured. I'll still make over $100,000 a year. They can't do a thing to me. And you know what? She was right. They can't do a thing to her. Hey, I've had my First Amendment rights. They can't do anything. Even though the university comes out immediately after that and apologizes, say, this is not the university policy. She put it on her own Twitter account. And yes, she's a professor here. But when you listen to the things this woman has said, is this, she's teaching your kids. So this is where Fresno State gets to, where they find that they've got somebody that's a lightning rod like this, that are saying just atrocious things, like, you know, as she has done. Not just there about Barbara Bush, but about other things, and the language. And she's the one that's going to be teaching history to your kids at Fresno State. Well, and then the professor, or the head of the university, comes out and says, well, we're looking at it, and yes, donors and alumni are really, really upset about this, but we do, you know, that she is able to say anything she wants. And she didn't do it under the guise of being a Fresno State professor. So there it is. You get to enjoy that. You get to live with that. You get to love that. And you have no choice except to not send your kids there or not send money to the university. Anyway, I just find this thing is two different things. A girl wears a dress innocently. The other one's put something out that says that, you know, knowing that it's going to have some kind of backlash, and then laughing at it because she says there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. What? Well, let's find out. Maybe Coach Bob knows what. What can you do, Coach Bob?
Good morning, Coach Bob.
Well, what you can do is not legal, so let's don't go there.
Okay.
But I can tell you honestly, I am embarrassed that my stepdaughter got a master's degree from that school. And I'm dead serious. My two stepkids are basically raised from 2 and 3 years old.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, are my bio kids, because we have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, of course.
One is a pilot in the Navy.
All right.
And the other teaches as the head of the science department down in Madera at high school level.
Mm-hmm.
She got a biology degree. Thing is, they both came out of college as liberal as a human being could be.
Wow.
And there's only one reason they did. He went to San Diego State to get his four-year degree, and she went 5 years at Fresno. And I got to tell you, they changed minds at the college level. I'm going to put this properly to the right perspective. Their mom and I, even though we didn't get along on everything, and that's why we're divorced, we did get along on one thing. We were on the same page in terms of raising the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, they were raised in a conservative thinking home, but they were not indoctrinated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't brainwash anybody to believe the way we wanted to believe. And I raised my bio daughter that way. Yeah, believe what you want. You and I may fight, but believe what you want, you know? And that's the way it was. I was very saddened to see the tone, especially my stepson, who was the pilot, to be in the Navy, making it a career, and be so anti-Trump, he may as well be Rosie O'Donnell.
So how's that working for him when he's with, because he's probably surrounded by people that don't quite feel that way.
I'm not sure I want to approach that with him. I don't know the answer to that, because the vast majority must be strongly in favor of what Trump is doing.
They are, and we've had, and I've known liberals in the Marine Corps. They're probably not as liberal as people would say liberals are. They're probably more like a kind of a moderate liberal. And they got along fine because nobody ever discussed the politics or anything like that.
Right.
But they would say things every so often you kind of look at them and think, really? But they did their job. But they did their job and all that. But you're surrounded. I mean, it would be like you, Coach Bob, going into the middle of a school to teach music, and an academy in New York City.
I can teach music,
but
oh boy. No, they'd shout me down every class.
Okay, now everybody. Okay, I want you people in the right hand side of the room. No. All right, Coach Bob.
There is no right side of the room in New York school.
That's right. They're all circles.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye now.
Thank you. And you know what? Here's the deal. Is that, you know, we have friends that we break bread with that are very liberal. We just have decided to, there's a couple things you just don't discuss.
Well, you know, I kind of religion and politics.
We're not going to have dinner. We're not going to talk about religion or politics.
Well, I kind of like to think of them as...
We have several friends, by the way, that are...
We do?
Yes, we do.
More than one?
And...
I'm just kidding, of course.
Well, I have several friends in the L.A. area that I don't discuss things with. I'm just not going to go there because we know we don't bring up church. We talk about faith, but if you're going to quote scriptures or something like that, and we don't discuss Trump or politics. And if they go there, I change the subject.
Okay. I would like to make a...
I don't want to do that.
I want to do a shout-out to Shasta High School.
Ooh.
And Les Mis-a-Lau, the musical that's going on right now. If you have not been there yet, it opens again Thursday night. They have built, Bob Shaw, one of the guys that I teach with, and his group built a revolving stage, and it's there down in the auditorium there, or the theater there at the UPrep where they're having Les Mis. And he said that this was probably one of the best musicals he has heard in Reading. Period. You know, the musical itself, everything is sung.
Right.
So, and now with that revolving
the movie,
stage, it's like that. And he says these kids have just really, really gone. I shouldn't say kids; these young adults have just really put it out there. And he says it's just a wonderful mm-hmm. musical. So it's open on Thursday. You can get tickets probably from Shasta High School. You could probably get them there if you walk in, but you probably want to find it, make reservations or buy tickets online if you can do that. I'm just giving this out. We have not seen it yet, but after listening to him, we're going to get down there and see it this weekend. So when we come back from after our break, where you should have enjoyed. But then again, we should have had Reading Rodeo. I don't know where they're at. They're probably, you know, the Reading Rodeo Cowboys.
So at least half of enjoy comes.
The Reading Rodeo Cowboys. It's one of those things that there are either five of them here or there's none of them here. So I expect they'll probably come in tomorrow and go, that was yesterday?
Well, that's my calendar these days. My calendar is a different calendar. Doug on it, and I still am old school. My calendar, my Monday feels like it's not a Monday, it's a Sunday, so I screw up between the Monday and the Tuesday with where it's placed.
But just remember, I have jury duty tomorrow, and I have to call tonight. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
This hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She's tough on terror, President Trump's description of his nominee to head the CIA. Mr. Trump also says Gina Haspel is very qualified and highly respected. Mr. Trump urging West Virginia voters to reject one of the Republicans running in tomorrow's Senate primary.
The president argues that Don Blankenship, a former federal convict and coal company executive, would lose the general election. He likens Blankenship to Republican Roy Moore, a scandal-plagued candidate who lost in Alabama. In a message to the great people of West Virginia, Mr. Trump tweets that there is no way Blankenship can win the general election. He's telling voters to vote for GOP candidates Jenkins or Morrissey instead.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. And regarding the Russia probe, Mr. Trump tweeting this morning, the Russia witch hunt, as he calls it, is rapidly losing credibility. Around 30 homes destroyed and Hawaii's erupting Kilauea volcano showing no signs of calming down.
This eruption that's happening in Leilani could be days or weeks from now. It doesn't seem like there's a real close, definitive end in sight.
Jessica Farrakhan with the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Iranian President Rouhani says Iran would be willing, under certain conditions, to stick with the nuclear deal even if the U.S. pulls out.
Rouhani's remarks came ahead of President Donald Trump's decision expected later this week on whether to pull the U.S. out of the landmark deal between Iran and world powers. Rouhani spoke during a meeting with officials in the northeastern city of Mashhad. He said a U.S. pullout would be a strategic mistake.
Correspondent Zaria Shackley. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory, the Dow up 184, the S&P trading 14 points. Higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's an explosive case in India. A group of Hindu men accused in the rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl. India's highest court expected to decide where the men's trials will take place.
The victim's family is asking for the trial to be moved out of the state because they fear that the atmosphere here has become extremely communally charged, and so they feel that the trial might not be held properly if it is held in this state. As far as the federal inquiry is concerned, that is actually a demand that's being made by the family of the accused. Those people fear that in this Muslim majority state, the Hindu community is being targeted, and that's why they're asking for the investigation to not be conducted by local or state authorities.
And that's the BBC's Yogi Tulumai reporting from India. Again on Wall Street, Dow is up 186. This is townhall.com.
The House Armed Services Committee to meet this week. Lawmakers to figure out how they'll divvy up the Pentagon's $717 billion budget.
Among the highlights of the GOP plan unveiled last week, increased funding for training, maintenance, and new equipment. Lawmakers blame the shrinking military budget under the Obama administration for a spike in fatal training accidents, including 25 fatal aviation accidents just this spring. The blueprint also includes money for one of the president's pet projects, a big military parade down Pennsylvania Avenue in November on the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Police in a Phoenix suburb say a driver whose sedan collided with a self-driving vehicle owned by Waymo has been cited for running a red light. Chandler Police spokesman Seth Tyler says the Waymo-owned Chrysler minivan was in manual mode and had been slowing for the light at the time of the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Good morning there, Bad Bob. Bob's waving at me, and good morning to Linda. And what's the weather look like, huh?
Good morning, everybody. And it's currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. Look for our highs today of 89 and our lows of 61. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 85. And Tuesday, now get ready for this. According to the National Weather Service, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. And as we've progressed through the week, it's mostly sunny, and as we are in the high 80s until Saturday, which is 93. Mostly 93. Clear with a low of around 61. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones right now and get
Susan Eastman.
Hear what's happening with our Wells Fargo advisor, who I saw yesterday at Trader Joe's. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are extending Friday's gains this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 161 points at 24,417. The S&P 500 is positive 11 points at 2,675, and the NASDAQ Composite higher up 54 points at 7,264. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $3.34, trading at 187.23. Micron Tech positive 83 cents at 48.40. NVIDIA up $10.30, trading at 249.38. Local stocks of interest, Walmart down $1.22 at $86.31, Costco off $1.70 at $193.49, and Best Buy down $1.05 at $75.17. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.95% and the 30-year bond 3.12%. Over to commodities, gold is up 40 cents an ounce, $1,317, silver up a penny at $16.59 per ounce, and crude oil up 63 cents, trading at $70 a barrel, and that is the highest level since 2014. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan, so much. Susan is the first Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisors at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-243-7561 if you want somebody to take a look at your investments. And now we have Sally. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
It is. I am well, thank you. I was just looking on Facebook, and you know how they send you, you know, your memories from years ago?
Uh-huh.
So I got a memory from last year at this time. We were down in Sacramento on May 8th delivering our CFR. We filed our CFR lawsuit, and we've got our court hearing coming up on June 1st. So it's been a year since we filed that case, but it is now moving on, and we're excited tonight because we have Mark Baird coming to update us on what the latest is on that court case and how we can fight the sanctuary state that is out gaining steam. Did you hear that Lassen County and Tuolumne County just declared themselves to be non-sanctuary counties.
I did. And that you, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show that the state of Illinois, they've got their counties are becoming sanctuary counties for the Second Amendment.
I saw that. Isn't that cool?
You know what? People just probably had, people are just starting to push back and
yep.
are tired of not being represented and tired of having things shoved down their throat when they don't agree with it.
Illinois is also trying to split the state. They would like to form the state of Lincoln.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people that are upset with what they have, but you know, you're going about it in a good way. You've got a real good chance here. So I'll be interested. Maybe I'll get Mark on the show to talk to us about that for a while.
Ah, I'm sure he'd love to come on.
Okay, that's tonight,
anyway,
though, right?
Tonight at 6 o'clock, Mark will be speaking at 2570 South Barney View Road, and we always have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30 before the regular meeting. So come at 5:30, get some questions answered, and then Mark will be up and we'll be filling everybody in. We will have a bus going down to Sacramento on June 1st, and if people want to ride the bus down, they can sign up and pay, and we'll
stuff
get you on that bus.
We'll stuff the bus.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey,
first Monday of each month. And here's a comment. Here's Delivery Boy 1, waiting to, and this is capital letters, enjoy the program. So I'm not sure if that's your delivery boy. I'm not sure who
hi,
this
Ben.
Is.
Hey,
yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, hi.
Well, cute. We have Rhonda Alvey with us this morning. And
oh, my gosh.
You did it.
I did it. Okay, well, don't shock
that scared me
like
to death at first, too.
Rhonda Alvey and James Masada with us this morning, and they are the creators and founders of Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine, now celebrating going on 14 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And
yeah.
You two are still together.
13
and we're together.
13,
and
but going on 14.
Still together.
So,
and you know what? You
and smiling and doing
we have separate
so many,
bedrooms, though.
So many things where you're leaders of the community. You've done so many, enjoy. When we go to so many fundraisers, you'll have in the sponsorship, in the brochures or on the poster that they've been sponsored by Enjoy. So whether it be putting advertisements in your magazine or donating, I want to start the program out today by, first of all, on behalf of everybody in our community, this will be a love fest because I want to say thank you, because it really does take a team in order to do fundraisers that create money. We're kind of a community where we raise funds for things that maybe have been not funded anymore. So we need all kinds of things. So people come forward and you are at almost every one. So I'd like to start off by acknowledging the fact, and I don't know quite the number, but Rhonda, we couple months ago figured out in the years that you've been in business how much you have donated just in articles or in space in your magazine to promote events.
Mm-hmm.
Over $1 million.
Yes, it was. It has been over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
More now. So
dollars.
Say.
Now
yeah.
let's not forget when you're listening, people, our beautiful Casey and our loyal listeners, is that it costs money, as you know, for lighting, for staff, for space, for rent,
printing,
and this is people come to you, and you have stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of people's requests for things.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts, and we know that, to be able to have to turn people down. However, for 10 years, 12, 13, going on 14, over $1 million just in ad space.
Yes. So,
well, over that, yeah.
And we're not even talking about the
not
stores.
Not even the store, yeah.
So the stores, if you had to do an if, have you even thought about the inventory of what you've given away?
Oh, yeah. We've given back over $2 million in consignment back to artists. Last year, we figured we did almost $45,000 in just gift baskets that we gave away.
Are you talking in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep. I get probably, on average, I would say, at least 3, if not 6, requests in about a 2 or 3 day period for gifts to be donated.
Mm-hmm.
I would say easily it's not one every day, but They come in, they seem to come in waves. Everything in the store is very interesting. We talk about this, how weird it is that, you know, something could be in on the store shelf and one person comes in and makes the fuss over it about how cool it is. And we all talk about it and then somebody buys it. And then all of a sudden it's like ESP. That day, four more people come in and buy the same thing. And you're like, that is the weirdest thing. It's the same thing with requests. You know, we'll get one in the morning early, and then all of a sudden by the afternoon you have six.
Mm. Well, you know, and there's a lot, and we're going to move on when we get into this, but there's, you know, this happens to every, a lot, and I shouldn't say every business, but a lot of businesses, I mean, from tire businesses to the fly shop to the Enjoy store.
Everybody.
And we, you know, we constantly run PSAs, you know, for people, for events, because this, we're all part of this community.
Right.
Is the way we look at it.
I venture to say that I know that Reading, for sure, is an exceptional community when it comes to giving. And it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
But I would venture to say it's pretty amazing to think about our country as a whole and how much economic wealth there is. But I don't think this country would be where it is and what it is without the people and its generosity towards each other in general. I think Americans are pretty giving people in general. And it's pretty staggering to when you think about what goes on just in Reading, if you can imagine that over the entire country, how much stuff gets done and is funded by just individuals giving back.
Yeah,
it's staggering to me. It really is staggering to me.
Yeah. I mean, they do. And during even the worst parts of when things were here 6 years ago, and people were really clamping down because businesses were shutting down. I mean, they were losing employees. They were still giving. And that was one of the things that we love about this place. And one of the reasons that we're here is because of the people here and the giving nature they have, the support they have for each other.
And we wanted to stay in Reading.
That's probably why so much of it is high. So much how, I mean, not that we wouldn't give, but high. But, you know, we launched our magazine just at the cusp of the bubble burst. So if you could imagine, Rhonda really had a heart during that whole downtime trying to choose content that was very uplifting to the community.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. We launched here on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the idea being is that we want to be a positive part of our community and bring things through. Anyway,
and you've continued on with that in through the years with your positive reinforcement. And what we're going to talk about the May issue. We're going to take a break here right now at KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers.
Home Helpers. You know, if you're looking for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, we're looking at Home Helpers. And why? It's because they will put their schedule to meet yours. Sharon Clark will come down and will come to your home for a complimentary in-home consultation. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home, and Sharon Clark is the one to help keep your loved ones happy. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Linda's over there doing her exercises right now. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that was
60 degrees, going up to 89 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny. Just saw Sean and Brandy yesterday, and they're all doing well. But Chuck's been in Nepal and Tibet. So I can't wait to get him on the show again to talk about these things. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here today with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. And we're talking about
Little Apple. Let's go into it's a closer look at the Manzanita plant. We're talking about the May issue of Enjoy the Magazine.
Which is such a cute cover.
It is a darling cover. And
it reminds me of my kids when I loved them.
You know what?
We have teenage boys.
James walks in, and it depends on the, you know, we see him. We see him more than once a month, but at least once a month for sure. We come in, hey, so, and how's it going? And we can. The first words out of his mouth will always address the boys. That they will always address the boys, and we can tell what kind of day it's going to be like that. He goes, "Well, how's it going? I hate him." He says, "I have the greatest boys in the world," but, and
they
just
are
like
the greatest
heard,
kids, and I love them more than anything in the world, but oh, they're three teenagers.
The high school.
Like,
yeah.
Well, actually, they're not three teenagers anymore. My oldest boy finally turned 20.
Turned 20.
Wow.
How do you keep your refrigerator full? Or
we put a second one in. We did in the garage just recently.
I love it. Okay, so we're talking about the Little Apple, a closer look at the Manzanita. Now, why is it called the Little Apple?
Because the fruit does look like little apple.
And it actually Manzanita means translated little apple in, I think, Spanish.
Really?
Yes, because the Spaniards were the ones that actually named it because the fruits, even though they're very tiny, look like
apples. Apples are called manzas.
Yeah.
Well, the Manzanita, when you're thinking of Manzanita, the Manzanita plant is so different. It's Manzanita, correct?
Yeah.
The Manzanita tree is a completely different ballpark than what we're talking about here with the Manzanita plant.
Well, I think what, I mean, I'm not 100% sure because I'm not a botanist or anything like that, but there are 67 species of Manzanita and 60 of them which are, call California home. So out of the 67, we have 60 of them that grow in California. And obviously there's a varietal of species that then, you know, they're all family related, but they grow differently from what it's talking about, higher elevation Manzanita, which is more low-lying versus bush versus type tree.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all related, and it just talks about how they're an integral part of nature here in California. A lot of people look at it as just like this nuisance brush that, you know, needs to be all torn out.
It burns very quickly.
Yeah, once it gets going, it burns very hot.
Hot.
It's a very dense hardwood.
Yeah.
But it has a pretty interesting property about it and how it survives. obviously, if you go into some of the places where it's very thick and you look at the ground, it's like, you know, red clay rock. I mean, you wouldn't think anything could grow there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it thrives there. It is very great at conserving water. The way it grows its leaves, a lot of people don't realize, but they grow the leaves, I guess that would be perpendicular to the sun. So they're not horizontal to catch light. They're actually narrow to the sun, so they don't bake during the summer.
During the summer,
yeah.
And they provide shelter and food for so many species.
All kinds of They're an integral part of the food chain for
insects and bears
and birds and I mean all kinds of things because they eat the berries. The bears eat the berries. There's a lot of really great things. We actually get a lot of really beautiful pieces of art in the store, too, that are made out of manzanita.
Well, I learned so much from your magazine. In one part of this article, it says, beneficial underground fungi and microbes associated with manzanita root boasts soil health. Manzanita has had an impressive role in healing Shasta County hillsides, denuded, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say almost diluted by copper smelting in the early 1900s. Poisonous smoke from a smoldering ore wiped out oaks, pine, shrubs, and grasses along what is now Keswick Reservoir. Murder of a landscape, the California Farmer Smelter War, 1897 to 1916. And so almost all the vegetation gone except for a bit of poison oak and manzanita.
Yep.
And see, I didn't know about that. So that's fascinating.
Yeah. And manzanita also has a real part of Native American culture as far as healing too. So the berries were edible and Native Americans ate the berries as well, but they also I'm not sure the relationship with poison oak, but you'll quite often find poison oak and manzanita growing together.
Hmm.
And Native Americans used manzanita as part of a healing process for when they would contract poison oak. There's also really unique things that manzanita does that other shrubs and things require to survive, and they kind of hijack the root system for manzanita,
mm-hmm.
and that's the sugars. They pull the sugars from the roots to sustain their own, so it's kind of like a, I guess they would be kind of like a, what, a host, or not a host, they host them.
Okay.
So, just really interesting, you know, simple story, but very unique. I think quite often sometimes,
you don't notice that thing. We watched it's kind of like we watched the documentary the other night, it's about animals,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the animal world, and we were learning things that were just
every
like,
day,
like
yeah.
There's a species of dolphin in the Keys,
mm-hmm.
that will literally will go in circles to trap fish.
Yep.
In the, you know, to be able to feed that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones in the world that do it.
Yep.
And another was this, capuchin monkeys that use a rock to break open nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them like 8 years to learn how to do it, but they've got it down. They've got it down. But I mean, you see things like that. It's mm-hmm. just amazing. So seeing something like this is great. We got to take a break in a couple minutes, but I don't know where you're at right now,
mm-hmm.
but that article you did on Thoroughbreds of the Sky, I am so enamored by these pigeons, these racing pigeons. We've had them on here a couple of times. I was going to give them 15 minutes. They're on for 30 minutes talking about racing pigeons and how incredible these animals are. These animals are not the pigeons that come down and poop on your car.
Everywhere.
These things do not stop.
Yeah.
They will race at 50 miles an hour or faster depending on the winds.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just they are the most incredible athletes
mm-hmm.
out there. And you did a great article on them.
And
Thoroughbreds of the
Sky. I don't know if you've seen, I've watched a documentary on racing pigeons, and it's big business in certain countries.
Million-dollar races?
Yeah. Huh?
Million-dollar
these
races.
These birds are worth that.
Yeah.
I mean,
in
China.
South Africa. Yeah.
And China,
yeah.
too.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought a bird that, you know, is the size of your hand,
and
basically.
And the sport of it.
And if you feel one of them,
mm-hmm.
feel their
feathers.
When they brought them in here, but you feel their chest and their body
uh-huh.
is just solid, and it's a muscle
mm.
there. And that when they take off using the sun, using stars, gravitation, who knows? But they can.
Have they ever really solved what it is
they really haven't? Well, how they can
say.
Do it exactly?
Well, I guess it's like the butterfly when we watched that special on the monarch. How?
I mean, it's an insect. It has no. I mean, the head is the size of a pin. How does it?
But it has like the sonar. It's like a sonar thing that
yeah.
they. Yeah. You know, I mean, Mother Nature is just amazing. We've been watching a lot of documentaries recently on just on Mother Nature, and because I think we really need to look at the little miracles in the big world that we live in, because uh-huh. there's so many things that are negative. But this is a beautiful thing.
What brought this article in?
What do you mean?
I mean, did somebody
the
just write it?
The thoroughbreds of the sky.
No. Our sweet little friend Frank showed me.
Frank Rose.
Yeah.
That's how he got
it. He came in last year and was talking about it, and I said, that would be a really great story. So, you know, I get hundreds of ideas given to me.
It took a year, but it's here.
And sometimes that's what happens because, you know, and I knew that it was coming in May, so I asked the writer to do it in January, I think, or October.
Yeah, it was October.
Yeah. So,
well, I tell you what, it's a fascinating sport, and they will help you get into it. They will provide you eggs or mm-hmm. little ones or whatever it is, and it's a something that people really, really enjoy, and veterans are getting into it, mm-hmm. all types of things. It's wonderful.
You know, it's very interesting if you can't have chickens. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. they're smaller, and you can have them in a really cool, they don't quite make the mess. I love pigeons, and I actually, when at our ranch in Cottonwood, had pigeons for years. And I just like them, you know.
Well, we're going to take a break here. Our guests are Rhonda Avery, Alviv, and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. And we're going to come up. After the break, something really special here in the North State. If you don't know about it, it's a destination that you're going to want to hear about.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Now, heater maintenance is important for next winter. Yeah, you're not even thinking about that. It's going to be 90. But now, through June 8th. SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts. And veterans, you get an additional 5% off. They service Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters. Also, get the early bird discounts on kerosene beginning this month through July. Give them a call, 241-1167. SST Oil. It is employee-owned, and they're always looking for good employees, especially truck drivers. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive micro-cut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and it is 60 degrees. From the downtown studios, 8:34 in the morning. Our high will be 89 today with our overnight lows of 61. It's the 7th of May. Can you believe it? Mother's Day is around the corner.
It's our grandson's birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Mikey. We'll give you a call a little bit later on.
Just today?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Oh.
One more year before being 13.
He's still manageable.
Yeah.
At this point. this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned store. There is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Store and the magazine. And, of course, some people would even say the empire. You've got, you know, we're going on the first Monday of each month, we go through the different articles in the magazine because it's an upbeat thing where so many times we hear things that are negative. But this magazine has been nothing but a cheerleading extravaganza of what's right with Northern California. So thank you very much for that, guys.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that's right
there's
about it.
There's a lot of stuff. what are we looking at here?
This is Mountain Peaks, Drake Bad Guest Ranch.
And we're talking about, of course, the May issue of Enjoy the Magazine. On the front of it, it's called Honor Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the Magazine. It's on the house. I love that one, too. So if it's free, it's good. But in this case, it really, really
is. So we've heard a lot about the Drake's Bed Guest Ranch and the fact that this was privately owned, 400 acres with hot springs and... So what is this? Tell us about the article.
We're like,
well, not okay.
So we were trying to set a mood. Did you hear the crickets?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
The breeze through the mountain.
Absolutely. And there's absolutely, this is unplugged. This is a place to be unplugged. No television, no Wi-Fi.
Right. No power.
And the season starts on June 8th and it runs through October 8th. Entrance to this place is in Chester, so it is in Plumas County. And it is a place that you can go to with your family year after year. A lot of people do that. It's one of those places that families plan their vacations every year at Drake's Bad Guest Ranch.
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff to do, like horseback riding. There's hot springs. There's hiking, and it's on the Pacific Crest Trail, and it is a stop for hikers.
And it was started by a gentleman that acquired the 400 acres, basically a pioneer, Edward Drake, an explorer and pioneer from the 19th century who acquired the 400 acres and settled it at the Hot Springs Valley. And then in the 1900, Drake sold to a new owner, and they owned it until... I don't know if it just said recently or
1958.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah. So 1958. So this thing's been around literally forever.
Yes.
And it's changed hands, but as it changed hands, they've kept it basically the same and just added more guest services, so to speak, to kind of upgrade it, but with still keeping it very much minimal in regards to you're coming there to have an experience where you're truly unplugging. As it says, there's no Wi-Fi, there is no TV, and there is no power in the cabins.
So you have, like, the mules and the horseback riding and, you know, walk down to the pool that's the hot springs.
And beautiful night skies. Yes. So the stars are, I'm sure, incredible.
At elevation, they're saying that there's really no hindrance for viewing stars, and the air is very
clean.
What
a great time to unplug, especially, you know, with everybody and the kids with their cell phones. I mean, that literally, I know that I believe in years to come, we're going to find out that this is a major addiction that begins at a very young age.
It really is.
Oh, that's okay. So, I would come with my satellite phone, yeah, so I'd be okay.
So how do you, so right there, it's going to take a couple of days just to have, you know, the tantrum, to get rid of the tantrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the problem with it is if you go to a place where there is no phones and all that stuff, that's fine, as long as you bring everybody with you.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you go where if you're by yourself in the middle of 10,000 acres of beauty up there and there's no cell coverage, there's nothing, you have to get on the mule, ride down 5 miles till you find cell coverage so you can call home. Mm-hmm. And just say, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around, you ride 5 miles back up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's
in some
crazy
cases, if you're in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you have to hike for 6 hours back up, make the phone call, hike 3 hours back down, just to make sure that she knows you're all
I'm
right.
I'm guilty.
Yeah. How did we live without them before? And I used to commute from San Rafael to Vallejo in my mom and dad's car when I went to beauty college right after high school. My mom's car broke down on Highway 37 and at night, and I was stuck there. And, you know, people would stop and say, hey, we'll take you wherever. And, I'm a 20-year-old girl. I'm not going to get in somebody's car. So about 3 hours later, my mom and dad came.
Wow.
They were looking for you?
They came looking for me. I mean, not having a cell phone, I mean, that's what we used to do.
Well, right.
That's what they're there for emergencies.
Yeah, right. Yep. It was scary driving from L.A. to Vegas. We didn't have cell phones then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's horrible. Cause,
hours of pitch black. And they used to say, do not stop at the rest stop because that's where the girls get.
Yes.
You know, so you'd have five hours in pitch black, I mean, in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anyway. So let's go on to, that's the Drake's Bad, is that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Drake's
Bad,
Best Ranch,
And we hear about it, and I think it's actually been on the auction item at Turtle Bay, maybe it was really cool. Now, you've got a chocolatier that a lot of the ingredients are right here from the North State.
Yeah, so this is an interesting story and something that we've kind of made a little bit of an exception. This is kind of something short-term that we've done. It's a great story, but it's called Chocolate Legacy Lindauer Chocolate and Confection. So we, right now, in our Red Bluff store and in our Reading store, are carrying Lindauer chocolates. This is not something for us long-term here in Reading, because of the connection, we are showcasing it and doing a story. So this is a family. Their chocolate company is in Portland, Oregon. However, many of the key ingredients that make this chocolate very special comes from their ranch, which is out of Red Bluff. And so they are a family that grows, I guess it would be plums, and then also turns them into prunes, and they grow walnuts. And basically what happened started kind of a thing that where she's the woman that owns this, Susan Lindauer, started kind of just making some confectionaries for fun for friends. And then what ended up happening was people just fell in love with them. And so then it ended up developing into a full-blown business. It's a very, very high-end chocolate. And again, we have like, I think, 6 different flavors that we are carrying in the store right now. So for a limited time, if you have any interest, on reading the story or possibly giving a gift of chocolate, but then what's really great with, you give a copy of the magazine to somebody with the chocolate that lets them read about the history of the family, where the ingredients are coming from, that kind of a thing.
Right. And the honey comes from Wooten's, Wooten's, Queens, and Bees in Palo Seco.
So yeah, it's a big,
I hunted up on their property before.
Yeah. It's a big, grouping of, raw materials that come from the North State in these chocolates. And, like I said, we just got our shipment in and we put another new candy case into the store, which is really exciting. So our candy selections have like doubled.
If you listen to our show, you'll hear what Linda and I say about it. Just go down. If you've got a special occasion for somebody, have them, you know, you can pick the ingredients and then put them in a box, the Enjoy box, and they'll ship them for you. You don't have to worry about it. You just pay it right there at the counter, and you've loaded it up with North State stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they also get a free copy of the Enjoy magazine.
Yeah.
Then you can ship it anywhere in the United States. My sister in Chattanooga, who constantly tells us we need to move to Chattanooga, and every time it gets a little more.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit more.
I know.
And I mean, she loves that when we send that to her, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of times a year. So
Chattanooga sounds like it'd be a nice place.
Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. You know what? We've been there.
Yeah.
It really is a nice place.
I would imagine.
It is really a nice place. Tennessee.
I just like the name. I like to say
yeah.
it.
You've got Chattanooga Choo-Choo. You've got the river. You've got museums. You've got a university there. Mm-hmm. It's no income tax. It's...
Low income tax or no?
No.
Yeah, they have a lot of businesses that have moved their Volkswagen. I mean, the list goes on.
Kubota tractor. I mean, they're business friendly. They've got, like I said, the university there, and and you can still buy a really really nice house for under $300,000.
I can imagine.
Really nice house. So
nice.
I visited friends that have used to live here with us. You know, good friends, and they've all moved out of state and gone to other places, and then we go visit them, and it's like. How much did you pay for this? The same that you live in this like 1,400 square foot house down the street from us,
yeah.
and you're living in this, and they look like it's a brick mansion on a golf course
yeah.
in a gated community. You're like, what?
It's amazing once you leave California how things change. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. We were just talking to some people, and Rick Bassetti was here talking about Colt 45 season starting here at the end of the month and how North State Security keeps everything safe out there. And I tell you, North State Security is the place to go to. If you're having any type of problems in your business or around your house, give North State Security a call at 243-0295. And they've got a program that can have somebody there, an officer there, in 10 minutes or less. And think about that. 10 minutes or less. Police aren't going to be there if you've got somebody that's trespassing or just kind of like, you know, causing you a problem. North State Security, a trained officer, knows how to de-escalate situations, but will then help you out. 243-0295, an ounce of security since 1968. We'll be right back.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 61 degrees going up to 89 today. I'll bet it's going to hit 90. Mm. You know what? Bob knows how to soothe the inner beast. He plays things from Streets of Fire, any Journey, and all this at the last, because he knows that I have kind of movies and shows and music that really, I kind of just sit there and I stop and I listen.
It's a Pavlovian
thing. type thing. Good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 7th of May, and tonight at 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock, I call the county jury, summons people, and find out if I'm going to jury duty.
Hey, you know what? My son just turned 20, and he's gotten three jury notices already in his life. Is and it? I'm like, wow. Anyway.
Have you gotten any?
I have, but I've never been selected. So
I've never even gotten down there because I'm always in that number 12 group.
Oh.
But I got a feeling this time I'm going to be dropped to number 2 because
was called and selected and was juror number 12.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so he went through the whole process, and he really enjoyed it. And actually, you know, he works at Dutch Bros, and which I thought was really interesting is that the Resners contacted him directly via text and said, you know, congratulations, and were really supportive of him doing it and wanted him to, you know, share with them once the case was over his experience because, you know, obviously, they're very civic minded.
Love that.
Yeah,
that makes my heart feel full.
He loved it. He said it was really an interesting process. It was 4 days, so I mean, it was in my lifetime, that was a pretty long time.
Yes,
and it was a criminal case. Yeah.
Well, that would be my only concern if I come in here that they say, okay, we've got you.
Yeah, for 6 months.
And they
oh my goodness.
and then they say something to the fact that no matter. They totally ignore the fact when I say, no, Frank, if you're arrested, you're probably guilty. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll admit, you know, they'll do that. That I'm really best friends with most of the cops out here in the sheriff's department. And I really think, you know, that they never make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
If they still want me after that, that's the thing we're concerned about. It's Linda's mom's birthday this week, and we're going to go down there for a big birthday party. And I'm sorry, I can't go because I'm on jury duty. Because I'm doing jury duty.
They would get that, but it's her 85th birthday. But they would understand when you get called, you got to do it.
Anyway, okay.
Speaking of being called, Special Delivery U.S. Airmail celebrates its centennial.
Crazy, huh?
And that's another wonderful article. Let's hear about it.
So, obviously, the airmail system that was started, what was it, back in
1918.
Yeah. If it's a centennial.
Oh, yeah, centennial. If it's a centennial, it usually.
I'm a rocket scientist, so.
But you know, can you imagine delivering, if you got that mail contract and you're in those biplanes back then, biplanes that are flying in the middle of the night in storms because they've got the mail and they've got to fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they loved it. And I bet you it was a calling and they were like, there's no other place I'd like to be than in my plane. I don't care if it's a storm. I'm delivering the mail because it's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mentality, which is great.
So it started, obviously, May 15, 1918, and they used a young airman that had just graduated, and they loaded a JN-4H Jenny biplane with 140 pounds of mail to fly from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia, and then there was a second leg and a second pilot that would complete the route to New York City. The article goes on to talk, you know, about really the U.S. Mail Service contribution to aviation and what we know today as commercial flying. That this was that the U.S. Postal Service really was what set standards to create modern day aviation as we know it.
I believe Lindbergh was a mail pilot before he did flight across the Atlantic.
Mm.
I don't know if the article mentions this, but scattered across the United States are these gigantic concrete arrows.
Oh, yeah.
And they were on the ground, and they're in these out-of-the-way places to point pilots in the right direction.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right.
Well, I wish we had those.
And I think we've done an article on those arrows.
think we have.
In the past.
Yeah. Is that right? So they're just these big, so they could see them from the air. So yeah. Like, okay, I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't have any other way.
Yeah. You know. The instruments weren't quite there, you know, that like we have them today. But anyway, this is with the celebration. Obviously, that was the East Coast where it started, and then it moved, and there were routes. And I think it talks about in here that contract mail route 8 was for from San Diego to Seattle. That was the West Coast route. On Wednesday, May 16th, in celebration, there are going to be a landing at Benton Airfield in celebration of the...
Jenny.
I think, yeah, there's some gentlemen that are going to be coming through. They're making the route, the original route.
I tell you what, you know, you talk about courageous people. You know, the Pony Express, the this early mail service, because, you know, those planes.
Look at these planes.
Yeah, these planes are flying at night in storms, and they still fly them.
No way.
You think about it. And then, of course, some of the fires was coming back,
fly
came
in good
out,
weather.
Came out of World War One too. A lot of these were aviators coming out of World War One after, you know, of course, after the war was over. But flying back there that had flown in combat and flown these types of planes, then came out to be the mail pilots.
Yeah.
So it kept them flying.
It says these biplanes had 450 horsepower engines, some of them obviously, and cruised at 120 miles an hour and reached altitudes of 20,000 feet.
Wow. No 20,000 feet.
We have about 5 minutes left, but of course we have a wonderful article, all things regarding the rodeo, which is going to be, you know, fantastic again. A lot of changes this year with the rodeo, but so we'll hear, we'll get to read some of that, as well as the one of the things I know that picks Carl's interest is that's the Emmett Burroughs and the Mule Deer Foundation.
Mm.
Carl is a fan of this event.
Just quickly on that one, it was started by a Reading resident.
Mm-hmm.
33 years ago, I think. This is really a great article.
It is a really good article. And this is another one of those articles. I met him at a birthday party, and one of the people at the birthday party was telling me about his story. I didn't, because it's not my...
You don't know.
And I said,
I did not know it had formed, I mean, that it started here. He's been a lifelong hunter, and he had an epiphany one day when he was out hunting over in Nevada, and he said, you know what, I've got to give back here because we're losing habitat, and we've had a lot of depredations to the deer herds from predators and, poaching and all this. And so he started this with like 15 other guys, or 15 other people, I should say. And now, I tell you, to raise money, in their first banquet, 400 people raised $55,000. But let me tell you something. It's almost impossible to get a ticket to it. It's like California Deer Association. And they raise a lot more than that. And it goes right back, something like 93%, 92% goes back into the conservation environment, putting things out there
like
water.
Which is a great return percentage.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, try to get that out of there at a 501s. And so much of it's done by volunteers, but they're putting guzzlers, they're saving habitat. Guzzlers, of course, being water areas out there. And so they've done more to save the deer herds. And that's what people don't realize, that hunters and fishermen do so much to save the environment, to save those herds, to responsibly be able to harvest. But you can't if they're not there. So all that money goes back into conservation.
Yeah.
So
we obviously always have our recipes too, and we've kind of created something new too, where we're just, you know, Lana's always been doing our recipes forever, and she's still part of that whole process. But we're also reaching out into the community for people to share special recipes. So if you have any interest in that, get a hold of us. And that's something that we're doing that's new. Also, I want to point out real quick, we are getting ready to launch Movies in the Park again.
Yay!
So yeah, we have got funding, approval for funding, which, you know, this season was a little rough getting started. I was concerned, but everybody kind of seems like they've pulled through. So starting June 1st at Caldwell Park, and June is just around the corner. It's the first Friday of the month. And
it is June 1st.
We've got an amazing lineup.
What's
this year.
What's the first movie, James?
The first movie is, what is that?
I can't remember. Darn it.
It's not Sleeping Beauty. What's the one?
Cinderella.
No, what's the one? Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
The new Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was one of those movies.
Okay.
I have 50%
Yeah.
50% chance on that. Okay.
Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, any one of those.
I enjoyed the new Beauty and the Beast.
I am, because that's kind of the story of our life.
All right, and many, many more articles in our May issue.
Another one of my favorites is the man, Jerry Nelson, who paints
pools?
Who painted the New York skyline on somebody's pool. So
love that.
I love that story. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
He's a riot.
He's amazing.
I got to go shoot those pictures, and he just cracked me up the whole time.
Very
I was in
interesting.
There.
And what if, making a canvas out of the unusual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just a great issue.
A lot of great stories.
Thank you so much.
Mother's Day, come in the store.
Yes.
That's it.
We're redoing the entire store right now. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Well, what? We're all getting ready here. You know, they knocked down the Dickers building.
We're
all getting ready here.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Thank you so much, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store. If y'all need to, everybody needs to go down and check the store out here, or they can check it out down in Red Bluff. That's right. Tomorrow we have Doug Wright's going to come on, who's going to tell you how to stay out of trouble with the legal side of California. But also I want to talk to him since he's on the Chamber of Commerce, is their backing of Joe Clemente for supervisor. And, of course, Asphalt Cowboys. So hang on to your wallets. Here come the Asphalt Cowboys. Everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which is you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Keep this world from dragging me.